RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's the final hour on a Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. Two guys, one booth. The penultimate edition for the 2025 Cowboys season. Penultimate. I learned that during the college football playoff rankings.
Is that the second?
It's the second to last.
Second to last.
Yeah, I learned that a few weeks ago. Decided to bust it out right now.
Feeling pretty good about it. What's it called?
Penultimate.
Penultimate?
It's the second to last.
All right.
Feels pretty good, doesn't it? Just feels good to say. It sounds smart.
You do sound smart.
Speaking of intelligence, we have Fred Davis, a Fan After Dark, putting in that work, man. Broadus was giving you credit. I guess you just been on the air, like in front of a microphone for the better part of the last 4 days straight or whatever.
Try the last 400 days.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. I mean, look, I went a couple years without being on radio, so you will never hear me complain. Maybe a little bit. I don't want
to
be.
It's good for the soul to complain from time to time.
You need to complain a little bit from time to time because I can complain to you guys, and then you guys slap me around a little bit, and then I get grateful again. So I want to make that clear.
Well, it's great to have you in the building. I saw.
I appreciate the invite.
Broadus just. Did he just give you a little sneak of the?
He told me about
the mama's stuffed bread.
What? Yeah, okay. Now, what is the name of this that I'm about to indulge in?
She just says stuffed bread.
It's the best thing you'll ever have. Seriously.
Now I want to make something clear to you two, though. All right. So, and you guys can appreciate this. So, you guys, me and Blake. We fight like brothers sometimes.
Yeah,
I heard you guys had quite the altercation.
Just a little raising of the voice is all it was. And of course, the best part about it was then Blake went on to say the exact same thing on Wednesday.
I'm not gonna be here tomorrow.
Anyway, I love the kid. So yesterday, after doing my thing over at Bearded Monkey, he sends me a text. He's like, "Hey, come on by. He's at Mama Kim's. Come on by and get a plate."
Oh, geez, you gotta stop by there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So swing on by Mama Kim's, and I'm going to tell you right now, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, Christmas spread to the ages.
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah.
Unreal. So back-to-back home. I mean, look, you guys know. I don't. I mean, my cooking exploits are slim and none, and Slim's leaving town.
You're a frozen dinner kind of guy.
I will make tacos 3 times out of the week. Because it's basically you're just grounding beef, throwing some seasoning in it.
Yeah.
Then you throw it in, and I'm the hard shell guy. All right. So.
At the crunch.
All about the crunch. But then here's the thing. You got to throw them in the oven. Let them bake for about 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
With the meat in it. All right.
Come on now.
Melt the cheese.
Melt the cheese.
Yeah.
A little taco sauce on it afterwards. What? You knock out, I knock out 7 or 8 of those every 3 or 4 days.
Do you really?
So I really do.
Well, hey, you know me, I'm on the ground beef train. I mean, it's the cheapest, easiest thing I can do. Like, why would I pivot? I am getting to the point now where I got to doll it up a little bit more, though. I'm like, I got to get some bell peppers in here. Yeah. I got to start doing something.
I need to be more creative in 2026.
That's your diet.
Is that definitely one of my New Year's resolutions? And I may just get one of those little grills and just say the hell with it. You know, like one of them little propane grills.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, unless my apartment complex has a problem with it, I mean, let's be real.
Do you have ability to do you have a back porch?
No. I've got a little balcony. And
that's what I'm saying. You have a little balcony where you could put a. But do they let you have?
No, they don't.
It's a fire hazard.
I mean, it is. For all the apartment people out there, I mean, I don't want to, you know, encourage burning down apartments.
Yeah, but I encourage you to cook better.
But I'm with you. But look, when I lived in a house in Houston, I had a grill. I mean, I'm a grill guy.
Yeah.
I'll grill every day. So again, I've kind of told on myself a little bit here because I'm not much of a cook and I have zero patience. Yeah. Tacos, you can do
10, 15 minutes, you're eating.
You know, get you some pork chops, throw those in the, throw those in the toaster oven.
Yeah.
12 minutes, both sides, done. Sweet baby Ray's, boiling a bag of rice. I mean, I eat like a prison inmate, okay? I mean, I'm just going to tell you, okay? I eat like a refugee. I really, really do.
I'll tell you what my new thing is. You guys like ramen?
No.
Absolutely.
I mean, I like it.
Yes.
It tastes damn good.
I'm telling you what, man, I watched more videos now on how to take the ramen in the cup. And people are teaching me ways to doll it up to make it even better.
Really?
Yeah, but you use the packet, but there's other things that you could put in with the cup.
Word.
To make it. And I've watched more videos on that because I'm thinking like, man, why does everybody love this ramen? And then now.
It's easy.
I'm telling you.
You got to get the ones from H Mart. The ones you can't even pronounce.
That's what I'm saying.
Or a whole other language.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Bang, that's bro. What I'm saying. There are people taking it out of these and putting them in bowls. But they're dolling them up in a way to make it like when you go eat ramen, it's
putting meats and veggies.
It's a $30 bowl, but you're taking
hot dogs.
But it's fascinating to watch people take like normal, like okay, there's this guy that like his dad's a Michelin chef, and he'll take like Fred would walk in with a bag of Burger King, and he goes, "Hey, Dad, make something for me." He'll take everything apart and he'll make this like gourmet meal with like a Whopper with cheese, you know, kind of a thing using the bread and
that sounds like some jailhouse
activities.
He's taking it, but he's adding stuff to it to make it even like a Michelin star restaurant.
Look, I just got two Whopper Juniors for $5.
All right.
So I mean, look, we have no McDonald's nearby, but I did scope out a Burger King that is, you know, half
Eric's
a mile
against
away.
You right now because Eric does not like the Whopper.
Oh no,
not really a Burger King guy.
I'm not either, but there is something about being flame broiled.
Yeah,
I agree with you on that.
An In-N-Out down the street.
See, I think In-N-Out's one of the most overrated burgers out there. Well, I mean, what are we paying for? The sauce?
I go mustard instead of the spread.
And the fries. I mean, what are they? Just little teeny tiny crinkle cut looking whatever
they
are?
Shrink fries.
You know, I mean, what are we doing? Yeah, I mean, because we made them smaller and skinnier, that's supposed to, you guys have really found something. You've got a loophole with these fries I've never seen before.
Just dunk it on my In-N-Out. Well, let's go ahead and crank open the penultimate.
Yeah.
Two guys, one booth. Sounds good, boys. We start Christmas Day with Brad Sham shaming the speed of Babe Laufenberg.
See, when you said you were going to go down to the sideline to Christy and I said you didn't have time, I was kind of taking you literally because I was trying to joke that you might be getting up and going physically down there.
No.
Cowboys are wearing...
You don't think I could get down there and back? I mean,
you could get down there and back, but it would be next year by the time you were back up here.
Hey, I ran a 4.9 once upon a time, okay? 40.
4.9 what? That was several back surgeries ago.
Yeah, it was a little better than 4.9, just so you know.
I do know.
Babe Laufenberg, a little dual threat.
babe, no.
He was laboring.
He was laboring.
Tagged to the pocket.
Yeah, he was a laborer.
It's all right.
Yeah.
He could spin it.
He played it, though.
He played it.
He played it. He won some games in the league.
Okay, so you're obviously going to get plenty of Brad Sham shaming the Cowboys defense. Here's the first installment.
But we were talking before the game. I mean, everything on the stat sheet says Washington's got to run the ball until you put the film on of the Cowboys' pass defense, and then you got to say, no, right. No, we're throwing it at them.
Dan Quinn went into Cliff Kingsbury's office earlier in the week and said, listen, new quarterback, I want you to run it. And then he looked at the tape. He went back into the office later in the day and said, listen, you know what? Screw that. Throw it.
Not yeah. Wrong.
No, I mean, and they ran the ball pretty good on him yesterday.
Yeah, they did. They hit
Kroski Merritt.
Yeah, they did.
Had some young legs, tearing yeah, him up.
Really nice player, though.
Hey, yeah.
He was one of those guys.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Guys, when he was right around the time when Blue and those guys were all being taken, so good for him. I know working with Vach Lombardi on the draft show and stuff like that, Vach loved Kroski Merritt.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He is a good player. Yeah.
All right, now we have the first sack. This is Jadeveon Clowney, but you're yes. Going to get a reference here that I don't even know. You'll have to explain it to me.
All right.
From Brad Sham.
Johnson's in the shotgun, back and looking left. Standing and looking, no rush. Now a rush, and Clowney's got him at the 11. Jadeveon Clowney finally worked his way through, and I think that's the Cowboys' first sack since the solstice.
I'm not familiar with the solstice. Now, I could have Googled it, but I figured,
you know what it is.
Why not?
It's
just
it's the calendar thing, right?
Yeah, it's just December 21st.
Yeah.
The winter solstice.
The solstice,
shortest
yeah.
day of the year.
Shortest day of the year, yeah.
Okay.
And I know that because that's my son's birthday.
Yeah.
And Cooper Flags.
So was that a good reference?
Yeah, well, it just means that we haven't had a sack in, what, 5-6 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Disgusting. Which is probably longer than that. I mean, honestly, the solstice might actually be giving the defense too much credit.
Too much credit, yeah.
Really?
Now, if he just said the, you know, spring or summer solstice, maybe that would have made more sense.
How many solstices do we have?
You got what? The spring, the summer?
Yeah, four, right?
Yeah, four.
Every
yeah,
season's
like
got a solstice.
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Solstice okay.
Listen, we're radio dudes, bro.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Hi, guys. It's educational for me, I'll tell you that. All right. I don't think Babe would have enjoyed all the festivities at the Lucius Alexander Christmas party yesterday.
Like, I've never had eggnog in my life.
No,
it just looks disgusting.
You?
No. Okay, yeah. But why is eggnog the holiday drink?
Well, you'll have to ask someone else.
I mean, could we make it like a nice bottle of Camus or something like that? That I enjoy?
Dunk it on the eggnog. Babe Laufenberg.
Shouldn't dunk on the eggnog.
No.
That's damn good, bro.
Now, I know you. I heard you yesterday, or not yesterday, the day before. I know you like a little something in.
I like a little something
in
it, yeah.
I mean, look, obviously you guys know I don't drink anymore. I just actually have drank 2 pints of light eggnog from Target.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, you don't get it any other time of the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we're going to drink it, let's drink it. And oat nog and almond nog?
Not going there.
Okay.
We're oat nogging?
Oat nog. What are we doing?
Yeah. Eggnog. Go for it.
Eggnog.
Love it.
Go for it. So you're not an eggnog guy?
I don't have that much experience with it. I'm not even.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
That's a shame.
It is.
Say what? If I stumble across some this weekend at a grocery store, I'll because it's going on the clearance rack because you know it's that time of year, so you know people sold it out.
Does the light not have any?
I'll tell you what. I was dubious of the light at first because you never know what you're going to get with a light. Tell you what, texture was just right.
Got to go straight up.
Texture was just right.
Straight up.
I'm telling you. It was great. Like I said,
but Lucius is right. You got to put something
you
in.
I mean, look, I'm not opposed to it, but you know, for those of us that
thing up.
Can imbibe otherwise.
Oh, no. You're right.
But yeah, like I said, I've already drank two quarts of it. So
if you would drink eggnog, could you and you taste it, you would know? I mean, if somebody
put booze?
Yeah, booze in it.
Dude, I can sniff booze from a mile away.
if somebody didn't totally overwhelm it.
Look, man.
Because, see, I fool Dawson sometimes. He hates onions. But, like, I'll make Friday lunches for us. I've done it in a while. I needed to get back on that. But I will put onions in something and just won't tell Dawson I did it. And he'll eat it like it.
Does he not like onions?
He does not like onions. There's a lot of things. I mean, he's a cheeseburger AB.
I guess the only thing I could say, though, is, you know, I mean, unless onions made him, you know, want to do an eight ball and then God knows what else afterwards.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right. Unfortunately, that's where I got.
That's what the booze does.
Where, by the time we were getting ready to wrap up our drinking career, that's where we were at.
You can break up an onion to a few eight balls, in fact. If you know what you're talking about out here.
Pro tip. All right, Brad is once again talking about the defense.
The defense has got to come out here and play.
Well, they're going to come out and play.
No. They're going to stand around.
You want them to play well.
Yeah.
You want them to play well, you're saying.
Yeah. Washington's going to be at its 26.
You don't want any Army games going on.
I want no Army games.
The Army games?
Where they just are standing still?
No, it was – Brad has a thing when he was in the military. His commander would always say something about sham, you know. There's no F around today.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that was Army games for sham. Sham, no F around today. You know, yes, Sergeant.
I just love when he gets a little bit of cranky about this stuff. Uh oh, we got our first bite. Fred's dipping into the stuff, Brad.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm telling you, it'll change your life. Oh my
God. We got a little math situation brewing in the booth.
At their own 7-yard line, and they must move down the field, Babe, and I would say they must get some points.
Well, like you said, they went 97 earlier today, so what's 93? I'll tell you what it is. It's 4 yards.
Four different.
4 yards, all the difference right there. And they got the big play backed up.
I was watching Minnesota do something on TV, so I got distracted.
You watching a bowl game?
I was. I'm watching
the eggnog bowl.
I'm watching an eggnog bowl. Minnesota did something that caught my eye. My apologies.
It's all good, man. Now we're talking a little tush-push here.
Prescott's going to keep it and go over the right side, and no one pushed his tush. Although Schoonmaker looked like he was getting close, but anyway.
You got the first down.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Trying to make sure it's nobody feels.
Can you just go with the Seinfeld reference right there?
Is that what that was?
That's exactly what that was. Not there's anything wrong with that?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's absolutely
okay.
What that was.
Yeah.
Shout to Sham.
Yeah, Sham. Sham is, he's rocking and rolling, man. He absolutely is. He can see the end of the season right here. He knows.
He knows it's coming. He can see it down the road.
He can see himself sitting at Wrigley Field hammering home some hot dogs right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
That's what he's looking for.
It was his penultimate game yesterday.
That's a good call. That's a good call. Everybody gets up for the penultimate game. All right. This is Brad Sham describing a penalty.
There's a marker down in the secondary. I think one of those white shirted people did a nasty, Mr. Official.
Holding. Defense number 95.
Yeah.
5-yard penalty tacked on to the end of the run.
Yes.
Automatic first down.
Why is it tacked on to the end of the run? The hold was by a defensive.
Ready? Yes. By rule.
Yeah. Thank you.
By rule, it'll be tacked on to the end of the run.
I can count on you every time. That's so refreshing. You
know, I always say when they say by rule, it means this is going to take you an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So I'll just say by rule.
I can assure you that's the first time in NFL broadcast history they've described a penalty as they did a nasty.
They did a nasty. Yes.
Did a little bit of a nasty out there on Christmas. All right, we close it down with more final shots at the Cowboys defense.
Cowboys have not been within a sniff of a pass interception since the middle of the season.
Damn.
He's not wrong.
Not even within a sniff.
He is not wrong.
That is good stuff right there from Brad Sham. How are we doing over there, Freddie?
Tell you what, if I had do you guys normally dip it in marinara?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the marinara got.
I think it's pretty damn good.
I mean, no, by itself, but you dip that in some marinara?
Yeah, that's a standalone.
I can eat a whole loaf of that.
It goes crazy. I know. That's what happens. That's what happens. Yeah. My mom's just screaming at us, of like, why are you eating it all? I'm like, dude.
You eat a big thing of that, you're ready for a nap.
Yeah, that's what it was yesterday. It was like baked ziti and a bunch of that. And I was.
You didn't drive home then. Bro. You were sitting over the passenger seat,
with the belt undone.
Seriously.
And the shirt pulled
off,
man.
That's all you need.
Turn the AC on, sugar. Drive us home. All right, there it is. Two guys, one booth right here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's close you down. Send you into your weekend with a Friday news dump next to the Nation.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.